Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren, and morning to all the listeners out there. Guess what? Russell Crowe's into in Adelaide at the moment.
Is he? What's he doing over there, the big gladiator?
I've got no idea, but he was at my pub last night, so I was a bit disappointed, so yes.
Maybe Rusty's over for a bit of showdown action on the weekend.
Yes, yeah, so we've got to quickly mention that Port Adelaide never got off the plane to play Brisbane last week, so,
Should have had a wager. Go Lions. Yeah, so your showdown. Now, what's the situation with capacity at the Adelaide Oval? Can they get a full crowd in or what?
They can now get a full crowd in, which will be great. So I think it's about 40,000 can go this time.
Yeah. Well, the Crows have been reasonably competitive this season, so you might get a close-ish game. I mean, Port have had it all over the Crows for the last couple of years. Maybe not.
Yeah, they have. Oh, well, this year we played them in two trial games. Absolutely gave them a shellacking. But the Crows were... You thought Port were bad last week. The Crows were terrible against the Giants. Shocking. So all the great pundits over here are picking Port by 10 goals.
Wow. I think the word they use in AFL terms with the sports reporters, that the Crows have been inconsistent. Inconsistent. All right, let's get on to tech stuff now. So online scams, you got info, three rules on how to spot them.
Exactly right. So three rules to live by as well, because scammers, they send it enough scams to enough people, they always find people who will actually fall for them as well. It's a numbers game. So rule number one, if you're not expecting it, you shouldn't expect it. So it's all about that email that comes in, that SMS message, that WhatsApp message. I've got to say, a lot of people are getting scammed on WhatsApp at the moment. If you don't use it, delete it. The idea when you get that link in an email is to go along, or an SMS, to click you to a malicious website. So never click a link you weren't expecting. Number two, don't buy into urgency as well. So if we could see somebody's Facebook account get hacked and then they contact all their friends and say there's some kind of emergency, or a bank or a credit card company say we need to take immediate action to unfreeze your account as well. So it's all about that urgency on there. Don't fall for it. Remember, you know, I don't think the bank is actually going to drop you a note in Gmail about, you know, your banking, that your banking might be having a problem. And finally, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. We all know that one, but people still fall for it. Money is not going to come tumbling out of your inbox. Lawyers or business contacts are not going to tell you about making a tidy profit on a business transaction. Had somebody fall for that just last week, thought they were going to get some money as well, and actually rang me and sent it to me and said it's a big scam. And they were going to sign up for it, so don't do that sort of thing. And remember, online sales on there as well. If it is too good to be true sometimes, great prices you can get at the moment. I've got to say, on things, places like Amazon and the you know, genuine retailers on there as well. But if it's on a social media page or a site you've never heard of, then you might want to take a step back.
Yeah. Well, those inheritance emails, I mean, they've been going around since the email was invented. And people are still falling for them.
Still falling for them. It's amazing.
I've never heard of this person, but, oh, they've got money for me.
Got old Uncle Ned in Nigeria.
That's right.
Passed away.
Yeah. Apple Music Hi-Fi. Tell us about this.
There's a big rumour they're going to have hi-fi music coming out, which means it supposedly sounds a bit better. Spotify announced one back in February, coming later this year. Can I just say, most people out there over the age of 30 or 40, when you reach that age, your hearing starts to decrease. You know, you're in radio, I can guarantee your hearing has started to decrease, hasn't it, Darren?
Absolutely. What did you say?
Yeah, exactly right. So I was waiting for that joke. on there. So, you know, a lot of people will not notice any difference. A lot of audio experts out there reckon they can go along and pick it, and they did a blind demonstration for that. They couldn't pick anything from high fidelity to normal music that comes out. Music comes out pretty well at the moment, so if you think you might want to sign up, that might sound a bit better, you might be wasting your time.
I'm just saying that it's not hi-fi unless you're listening to vinyl.
Exactly right, because we want those scratching sounds. Where can we buy needles from now for our record players? That's the big question.
Very good question. Where do you buy it? You'd have to go to a... Do those Dick Smith's shops still operate? Stick still
no,
in business?
No, Dick's gone now.
Right, okay. Maybe someone can send through an email or give us a call, tell us where you can buy
needles for records. Where do we buy needles from?
Yeah. All right. That's Needles for Records, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, people.
Right. So we're going to finish with some stats on smartphones.
Believe it or not, Darren, we now have 21.6 million smartphones in Australia.
Bloody hell.
In active use.
That's almost the entire population.
It is. So I think we're about 24, 25 million from memory, so the other 4 million need to lift their game a bit. It's five times as many smartphones as we had in 2010, and the number of internet-connected devices in every household has grown by six times. 193 million connected devices. It's a phenomenal figure. But when you start counting, you know, I've got 13 in my home at the moment on there as well, so I make up for the person next door on there as well. But once you start counting your TV connects, your speakers that you've got, there are fridges out there, there are ovens out there, you get an internet-connected toaster, yeah, believe it or not, on there. So, you know, all of those things amount to that, so it's a growing industry. 16 million people now use streaming entertainment services on there, but digital, you know, regular TV might be in a bit of trouble. Digital wallets, where people tap and go with their phone out there as well, 6 million people now use it. If you've never done it, talk to your bank about it, because it's a very safe way to go along and pay for things. And online meal and grocery shopping, as we know, would surge with everything that happened last year as well. That's grown by 22 and 35% to reach more than 7 million people around the country now. Oh, phenomenal figures.
We're tech-savvy Australians. All right, enjoy the showdown on the weekend. Good luck to the Crows.
Go for it.
All right, see you, mate. Richard's excellent website is talktech.com.au. This is 7AD, 7BU.